Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cotarobolis, and I'm delighted to share this time with you today. We're going to talk about an enlightening report from Mel and Thomas Benedict's near-death experience. This sharing is really a profound and very inspiring and comforting report of his experience after he made his transition into the realms of light and then returned to tell about it. It describes in a wonderful way the realms of light and the various dimensions that we're all connected to through our multifaceted and multidimensional God self, even if we're not totally aware of it on a conscious level. As you listen to this program today, go into your heart and follow me through this near-death experience as though you were on this sacred journey yourself. It's truly a mind-expanding and consciousness-raising opportunity. By expanding this sacred knowledge through our heart flames, we will make this wisdom more available to our own God self and to all humanity as we bring this awareness into the mental and emotional strata of the earth. That way we'll be able to lift all life up in energy, vibration, and consciousness as we become who we really know we are, the full multidimensional and multifaceted children of God. This will be a powerful gift to this planet, and in the midst of all the chaos and confusion that's surfacing all over the planet to be healed at this time, will bring some real light into the earth. Remember, you and I have a powerful responsibility to add to the light of the world. We are all one, and we're one with every other particle of life on this planet, which means that we can literally serve as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child. No matter how buried a human being may be in the painful outer world circumstances of his or her life, or how far one may be from realizing the profound truth that he or she is a beloved child of God, you and I have the ability to make a significant difference in that person's life. All we have to do is recognize that we are one with that precious soul and invoke the light of God on his or her behalf. The universal law is, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door will be open. There's another universal law that states, the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. This is a non-negotiable tenet of the sacred gift of our free will. This universal law means that our I Am presence in the company of heaven cannot intervene in our earthly situations without our permission. Fortunately, we are all one, and that means that even if a person abiding in the physical plane does not comprehend these universal laws, someone else who is abiding in this physical plane can invoke assistance from on high on that person's behalf. In many instances, it may have been years since that person even realized or connected to the higher aspect of their own divinity. Consequently, he or she may have suffered unnecessarily or perpetuated chaos in their lives long after the lesson was complete and they were able to let it go. Then we invoke the light of God and ask the I Am presence of any person to intervene in alignment with his or her divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. Literally, the floodgates of heaven open in response to our heartfelt plea. So during this hour, you and I are going to invoke the company of heaven and the I Am presence of every evolving soul on this sweet earth. And together, we're going to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. 2009 is a time of some really powerful changes that are happening. So please join with me now in consciousness as we unite our hearts and minds with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the heart and mind of light workers all over the world who are joining with us in consciousness in this moment for this hour. And feel the love of God flowing from your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child. now as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love. Feel yourselves being transformed into a powerful force field of light, joining in consciousness with all of the other light workers that are participating in this activity of light today. During our time together, in one point of consciousness and with divine intentions, we invoke the most powerful assistance that cosmic law will allow from our unified I Am presence, our own divinity, and the legions of light in the realms of illumined truth. So remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. I'm going to share this life after death journey from Mellon Thomas Benedict. And I'm going to share it in his own words. He has written it in the first person, and I'm going to be stating it in the first person. But this is Mellon Thomas Benedict who is speaking this experience. In 1982, I died from terminal cancer. The condition I had was inoperable, and any kind of chemotherapy they could give me would just have made me more of a vegetable. I was given 6 to 8 months to live. I had been an information freak in the 1970s, and I had become increasingly despondent over the nuclear crisis, the ecological crisis, and so forth. So since I did not have a spiritual basis, I began to believe that nature had made a mistake, and that we were probably a cancerous organism on this planet. I saw no way that we could get out from all of our problems. We had created for ourselves on this planet quite a predicament. I perceived all humans as a cancer, and that is what I got. That's what killed me. Be careful what your worldview is. It can feed back on you, especially if it is a negative worldview. I had a seriously negative worldview. That is what led me into my death. I tried all sorts of alternative healing methods, but nothing helped. So I determined that this was really just between God and me. I had never really faced God before, or even dealt with God. I was not into any kind of spirituality at the time, but I began a journey into learning about spirituality and alternative healings. I set out to do all I could and to read as much as I could to bone up on the subject, because I did not want to be surprised on the other side of the veil. So I started reading on various world religions and philosophies. They were all very interesting and gave hope that there was something on the other side of this experience of the physical plane. And I ended up in hospice care. I remember waking up one morning at home about 4:30 a.m., and I just knew that this was it. This was the day I was going to die. So I called a few friends and said goodbye. I woke up my hospice caretaker and told her. I had a private agreement with her that she would leave my dead body alone for 6 hours, since I had read that all kinds of interesting things begin to happen when you die. Then I went back to sleep. The next thing I remember is the beginning of what I've known as a typical near-death experience. Suddenly, I was fully aware and I was standing up, but my body was in the bed. There was this darkness around me. Being out of my body was even more vivid than ordinary experiences were. It was so vivid that I could see every room in my house. I could see the top of the house and I could see around the house. I could even see under the house. There was a light shining, and I turned toward the light. The light was very similar to what many other people have described in their near-death experience. It was so magnificent. It was tangible. You can feel it. It is alluring, and you want to go to it like you would want to go to your ideal mother and father's arms. As I began to move toward the light, I knew intuitively that if I went into the light, I would be dead. So as I was moving toward the light, I said, please, wait a minute. Just hold on a second here. I want to think about this. I would like to talk to you before I go. To my surprise, the entire experience halted at that point. We are in charge of our life after death experiences. We are not on a roller coaster ride. So my request was honored, and I had some conversations with the light. The light kept changing into different figures, like Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, mandalas, archetypal images and signs. I asked the light, what's going on here? Please, light, clarify yourself for me. I really want to know the reality of this situation. I cannot really say the exact words because it was sort of a telepathy, but the light responded. The information transferred to me was that during your life after death experience, your beliefs shape the kind of feedback that you get before the light. If you were a Buddhist or Catholic or fundamentalist, you get the feedback loop of your own belief systems. You have a chance to look at it and examine it, but most people do not. As the light revealed itself to me, I became aware that what I was really seeing was my higher self matrix. We all have a higher self, or an oversoul part of our being. It revealed to me, in its truest energy form, the reality of its presence. The only way I can really describe it is that the being of the higher self is more like a conduit. It did not look like that, but it is a direct connection to the source that each and every one of us has. We are directly connected to the source. So the light was showing me a higher self matrix of myself. I was not committed to one particular religion, so that is what was being fed back to me during my life after death experience. I was getting a review of many different concepts and belief systems. As I asked the light to keep clearing for me, to keep explaining, I understood that my higher self matrix is present. We have a grid around the planet where all of our higher self matrixes are connected. This is like a great company. The next subtle level of energy that surrounds us. The spirit level, you might say. Then after a couple minutes, I asked for more clarification. I really wanted to know what the universe is about, and I was ready to go at that time. I said, I'm ready, take me. Then the light turned into the most beautiful thing I had ever seen, a mandala of human souls on this planet. Now I came to this with a very negative view of what was happening on the planet. So as I asked the light to keep clarifying for me, I saw this magnificent mandala, how beautiful we all are in our essence, our core. We are the most beautiful creations. The human soul, the human matrix that we all make together, is absolutely fantastic, elegant, exotic. It is everything. I just cannot say enough about how it changed my opinion of human beings in that instant. I said, oh God, I did not know how beautiful we are. At any level, high or low, in whatever shape you are in, you are the most beautiful of creations. You are. The revelations coming from the light and seeming to go on and on were expanding through me. Then I asked the light, does this mean that mankind will be saved? Then, like a trumpet blast, with a shower of spiraling lights, the great light spoke, saying, remember this and never forget. You save, redeem, and heal yourself. You always have, you always will. You were created with the power to do so from before the beginning of the world. In that instant, I realized even more. I realized that we have all already been saved. And we saved ourselves because we are designed to self-correct like the rest of God's universe. This is what the second coming is all about. I thanked the light of God with all my heart. The best thing I could come up with was this simple statement, words of total appreciation. Oh dear God, dear universe, dear great self, I love my life. The light seemed to breathe me in even more deeply. It was as if the light was completely absorbing me. The love light is, to this day, indescribable. I entered into another realm, more profound than the last, and became aware of something more, much more. It was an enormous stream of light, vast and full, deep in the heart of life. I asked what this was. The light responded, "This is the river of life. Drink of its mana, water, to your heart's content." So I did. I took one big drink and then another. To drink of life itself. I was in ecstasy. Then the light said, "You have a desire." The light knew all about me, everything, past, present, and future. "Yes," I whispered. I asked to see the rest of the universe, beyond our solar system, beyond all human illusions. The light then told me that I could go with this dream. I did, and was carried through the light at the end of the tunnel. I felt and heard a series of very soft sonic booms. What a rush. Suddenly, I seemed to be rocketing away from the planet on this stream of life. I saw the Earth fly away. The solar system in all its splendor whizzed by and disappeared. At faster than the speed of light, I flew through the center of the galaxy, absorbing more knowledge as I went along. I learned that this galaxy and all of the universe is bursting with many different varieties of life. I saw many worlds. The good news is that we are not alone in this universe. As I rode this stream of consciousness through the center of the galaxy, the stream was expanding, an awesome fractal wave of energy. The superclusters of galaxies, with all of their ancient wisdom, flew by. At first I thought I was going somewhere, actually traveling. But then I realized that as the stream was expanding, my own consciousness was also expanding to take in everything in the universe. All creation passed me by. I was an unimaginable wonder. Truly, a wonder child, a babe in Wonderland. At this point, I found myself in a profound stillness, beyond all silence. I could see or perceive forever, beyond infinity. I was in the void. I was in pre-creation, before the Big Bang. I had crossed over the beginning of time, and the first word, the first vibration. I was in the eye of creation. I felt as if I was touching the face of God. It was not a religious feeling. Simply, I was at one with absolute life and consciousness. When I say that I could see or perceive forever, I mean that I could experience all of creation generating itself. It was without beginning and without end. That's a mind-expanding thought, isn't it? Scientists perceive the Big Bang as a singular event which created the universe. I saw during my life-after-death experience that the Big Bang is only one of an infinite number of Big Bangs, creating universes endlessly and simultaneously. The only images that even come close to human in human terms would be those created by supercomputers using fractal geometric equations. The ancients knew of this. They said God had periodically created new universes by breathing out and recreated other universes by breathing in. These epochs were called yugas. Modern science called this the Big Bang. I was in absolute pure consciousness. I could see or perceive all of the Big Bangs or yugas creating and recreating themselves. Instantly, I entered into them, all simultaneously. I saw that each and every piece of creation has the power to create. It is very difficult to try and explain this. I'm just speechless about this. It took me years after I returned from my near-death experience to assimilate any words for all of the void experience. I can tell you this now. The void is less than nothing, yet more than everything that is. The void is absolute zero, chaos forming all possibilities. It is absolute consciousness, much more than even universal intelligence. The void is the vacuum or nothingness between all physical manifestations, the space between atoms and their components. Modern science has begun to study this space between everything. It is called zero point. Whenever they try to measure it, their instruments go off the scale, or to infinity, so to speak. They have no way, as of yet, to measure infinity accurately. There is more of the zero space in your own body and in the universe than anything else. What mystics call the void is not a void. It is so full of energy, a different kind of energy, that has created everything that we are. Everything since the Big Bang is vibration, from the first word, which is the first vibration. The biblical I am really has a question mark after it. I am, what am I? So creation is God exploring God's self through every way imaginable, in an ongoing, infinite exploration through every one of us. I began to see during my near-death experience that everything that is the self, literally yourself, myself. Everything is the great self. That is why God knows even when a leaf falls. That is possible because wherever you are in the center of the universe, wherever you are is the center of your universe. Wherever any atom is, that is the center of that atom's universe. There is God in that, and God in the void. As I was exploring the void during my life after death experience, and all of the yugas, or creations, I was completely out of time and space as we know it. In this expanded state, I discovered that creation is about absolute, pure consciousness. Or it is about God coming into the experience of life as we know it. The void itself is devoid of experience. It is pre-life, before the first vibration. The Godhead is about more than life and death. Therefore, there is even more than life and death to experience in this universe. When I realized this, I was finished with the void, and I wanted to return to this creation, or yuga. It just seemed like the natural thing to do. Then I suddenly came back through the second light, or the Big Bang, hearing several more very gentle velvet booms. I rode the stream of consciousness back through all creation, and what a ride it was. The superclusters of galaxies came through me with even more insights. I passed through the center of our galaxy, which is a black hole. Black holes are the great processors or recyclers of the universe. Do you know what is on the other side of a black hole? We are. Our galaxy, which has been reprocessed from another universe. In its total energy configuration, the galaxy looked like a fantastic city of lights. All energy this side of the Big Bang is light. Every subatom, atom, star, planet, even consciousness itself is made of light and has a frequency and or a particle or wave. Light is actually living stuff. Everything is made of light, even stones. So everything is alive. Everything is made from the light of God. That means that everything is intelligent. As I rode the stream on, I could eventually see a huge light coming toward me. I knew it was the first light, the higher self light matrix of our solar system. Then the entire solar system appeared in the light, accompanied by one of those velvet booms. I could see all of the energy in this solar system and all of the energy that this solar system generates. And it is an incredible light show. I could hear the music of the spheres. Our solar system, as do all celestial bodies, generates a unique matrix of light, sound, and vibration energies. Advanced civilizations from other star systems can spot life as we know it in the universe by the vibratory or energy matrix input. It is child's play. The Earth's wonder child, human beings, make an abundance of sound right now, like children playing in the backyard of our universe. The light explained to me that there is no death. We are immortal beings. We have already been alive forever. I realize that we are part of a natural living system that recycles itself endlessly. I was never told that I had to come back. I just knew that I would. It was only natural from what I had seen during my life after death experience. I don't know how long it was or how long I was in the light in human time. But there came a moment when I realized that all of my questions had been answered and my return to the earth was very near. When I say that all of my questions were answered on the other side, I mean to say just that. All of my questions have been answered. Now, every human being has different life questions and a different life to experience and explore. Some of our questions are universal, But each of us is exploring the thing that we call life in our own unique way. So is every other form of life, from mountains to every leaf on every tree. And that is very important to the rest of us in this universe, because it all contributes to the big picture, the fullness of life. We are literally God, exploring God's self in an infinite dance of life. Your uniqueness, your individuality, enhances all life. As I began my return to the life cycle, it never crossed my mind, nor was I told, that I would return to the same body. It just did not matter. I had complete trust in the light and the life process. As the stream merged with the great light, I asked never to forget the revelations and the feelings of what I had learned on the other side. There was a yes that felt like a kiss to my soul. Then I was taken back through the light into the vibratory realm again. The whole process reversed, with even more information being given to me as I came back home. And I was given lessons from my near-death experience on the mechanics of reincarnation. I was given answers to all of those little questions I had. How does this work? How does that work? I knew that I would be reincarnated. The Earth is a great processor of energy, and individual consciousness evolves out of that into each one of us. I thought to myself, as a human for the first time, and I was happy to be a human. From what I have seen, I would have been happy to be an atom in this universe. An atom, just imagine. So to be part of a human aspect of God, this is the most fantastic blessing. It is a blessing beyond our wildest estimation of what blessings can be. For each and every one of us to be a human part of this experience is awesome. It is magnificent. Each and every one of us, no matter where we are, screwed up or not, is a blessing to the planet, right where we are. I went through the reincarnation process, expecting to be a baby somewhere. But I was given a lesson on how individual identity and consciousness evolve. I was so surprised when I opened my eyes. I do not know why, because I understood it, but it was still such a surprise to be back in this body. Back in my room, with someone overlooking me, crying her eyes out. It was my hospice caretaker. She had given up an hour and a half after finding me dead. My body was stiff and inflexible. She went into the other room. Then I awakened and saw the light outside. I tried to get up to go to it, but I fell out of the bed. She heard a loud clunk and ran into the room and found me on the floor. When I recovered, I was very surprised and yet very awed about what had just happened to me during my near-death experience. At first, all of the memory of the trip that I have now was not there. I kept slipping out of this world and kept saying, "Am I alive?" This world seemed more like a dream than that one. Within 3 days, I was feeling more normal again, clearer, yet different than I had ever felt in my life. My memory of my near-death experience came back later. I could see nothing wrong with any human being I had ever seen. Before that, I was very judgmental. I thought a lot of people were really screwed up. In fact, I thought that everybody was screwed up but me. But I got clear on that. About 3 months later, a friend said that I should get tested. So I went to get the scans and so forth. I really felt good, so I was a little bit afraid about getting bad news. I remember the doctor at the clinic looking at the before and after scan saying, "Well, there's nothing there now." I said, "Really? That must be a miracle." He said, "No, these things happen. They just are called spontaneous remissions." He acted very unimpressed. But here was a miracle. And I was impressed, even if no one else was. During my near-death experience, I had a descent into what you might call hell. And it was very surprising. I didn't see Satan or evil. My descent into hell was a descent into each person's customized human misery, ignorance, and the darkness of not knowing. It seemed like a miserable eternity. But each of the millions of souls around me, each and every one of them, had a little star of light always available to them. But no one seemed to pay attention to the little star of light. They were so consumed with their own grief and trauma and misery. But after what seemed like an eternity, I started calling out to that light, like a child calling to a parent for help. Then the light opened up and formed a tunnel that came right to me and insulated me from all of that fear and pain. That is what hell really is. So what we are doing is learning to hold hands to come together. The doors of hell are open now. We are going to link up, hold hands, and walk out of the hell that we've created for ourselves together. The light came to me and turned into a huge golden angel. I said, "Are you the angel of death?" It expressed to me that it was my own oversoul, my higher self matrix, a super ancient part of myself. Then I was taken into the light. Soon our science will quantify spirit. Isn't that going to be wonderful? We are coming up with devices now that are sensitive to subtle energy or spirit changes. Physics and physicists use these atomic colliders to smash atoms to see what they're made of. They've got it down to a quark and a charm and all of those terms. Well, one day they're going to come down to the little thing that holds it all together. And they're going to have to call that God. We are just beginning to understand that we are creating too. As we go along, our thoughts and feelings are creating our reality. As I saw forever, I came to a realm during my near-death experience in which there is a point where we pass all knowledge and begin creating the next fractal, the next level of our experience. We have that power to create as we explore. And that is God expanding itself through us. Since my return, I have experienced the light spontaneously. And I have learned how to get to that space almost any time in my meditation. Each one of you can do this. This is not unique or special. This is a normal process that we were never supposed to lose the ability to attain. You do not have to die or have a near-death experience to connect with the realms of light. It is within your equipment. You are wired for it already. The body is the most magnificent light being there is. The body is a universe of incredible light. Spirit is not pushing us to dissolve this body. That is not what is happening. stop trying to become God. God is who you are. You are becoming, God is becoming you here and now in the world of form. I asked God, what is the best religion on the planet? Which one is right? And the Godhead said with great love, I don't care. That was incredible grace. When the Godhead said, I don't care, I immediately understood that it is for us to care about. It is important because we are caring beings. It matters to us, and that is where it is important. What you have is the energy quotient in spirituality, that particular equation. The ultimate Godhead does not care if you're a Protestant, a Buddhist, or whatever. It is all a blooming facet of the whole. I wish that all religions would realize it and let each other live and let live. It is not the end of each religion, but we are talking about the same God. Live and let live. Each has a different view according to their learning experiences and what they need to learn to grow. And it all adds up to the big picture. All of it is important. I went over to the other side during my near-death experience with a lot of fears about toxic waste, nuclear missiles, and population explosion, the rainforest destruction, and many of the other maladies existing on Earth. I came back loving every single problem. I love nuclear waste. I love the mushroom cloud. This is the holiest mandala that we have manifested to date. It is an archetype. It is more than any religion or philosophy on Earth. What this did was bring us together all of a sudden. It shifted our consciousness to a new level, knowing that maybe we can blow up the planet 50 times or 500 times. It got our attention. Now we finally realize that maybe we are all in this together now, and we need to protect this Earth by joining together in one pointed consciousness. For a period, they had to keep setting off more bombs to get this to register in our conscious mind. Then we started saying we do not need this anymore. Now we are actually in a safer world than we would have ever been, and it is going to get safer. I came back from my near-death experience loving toxic waste because it joined humanity together in consciousness. These things are so big. As Peter Russell might say, these problems are now soul size. Do we have soul size answers? Absolutely. The clearing of the rainforest will slow down, and in 50 years, there will be more trees on the planet than there have been in a very long time. If you are into ecology, go for it. You are that part of the system that is becoming aware. Go for it with all your might, but do not get depressed about it. It is part of a much larger transformation that is taking place. Earth is in the process of domesticating herself. It is never again going to be as wild as it once was. There will be great wild places, reserves where nature thrives, gardening and reserves that will be a thing of the future. Population increase is getting very close to the optimum range of energy to cause a shift of consciousness. That shift in consciousness will change political, money, and energy. After dying and going through my near-death experience and coming back, I really respect life and death. In our DNA experiments, we may have opened the door to a great secret. soon we will be able to live as long as we want to live in this body. After living 50 or 150 years or so, there will be an intuitive soul sense that you want to change channels. Living forever in one body is not as creative as reincarnation, as transferring energy in this fantastic vortex of energy that we are all evolving in. We are actually going to see the wisdom of life and death, and we're going to enjoy it. As it is now, we have already been alive forever. This body that you are in has been alive forever. It comes from an unending stream of life going back to the Big Bang and beyond. This body gives life to your next body in dense and subtle energies. This body has already been alive forever. And that concludes the sharing of the near-death experience of Mellon Thomas Benedict. I'd like for you to join with me now as this consciousness is fresh in your mind and flowing into the mental and emotional strata of Earth, as we join together invoking the light of God to draw more energy, more awareness, to accelerate humanity's awakening. Again, this is going to be stated in the first person so that each of us will experience it individually and tangibly. But know that simultaneously, we are being joined by the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child, and we are serving on a surrogate on behalf of every evolving soul, invoking this light in alignment with each person's individual divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. Beloved Father, Mother, God, make me an instrument of your infinite abundance. I am the hands of God, now made manifest in the physical plane of earth. As this light of God is flowing through me, on behalf of all humanity, I invoke the golden ray of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace, shifting the consciousness and the outer world experience for all humanity. I am ready through every level of my consciousness to heal and transmute every electron of precious life energy I have ever released in any existence or dimension that reflects a pattern less than the infinite flow of God's abundance, prosperity, opulence, the God supply of all good things, and financial freedom. I am enveloped in an invincible force field of protection and eternal peace. I am able to review my life as an objective observer. I ask my I Am presence to push to the surface now of my conscious mind every experience I have ever had, both known and unknown, that is in any way blocking or preventing me from attaining my prosperity. I breathe in deeply as these experiences begin to surface. On the holy breath, I ascend into the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. I absorb the most powerful frequency of this divine light that I am capable of receiving. I breathe this sacred fire in through and around my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and all of the energy surfacing and returning to me now to be loved free. The flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation instantly heals and transmutes my thoughts, words, actions, feelings, beliefs, and memories, which are blocking my eternal financial freedom. Every electron of energy is being transformed back into its original perfection. My I Am presence now expands this activity of light and reaches back into the ages of time to magnetize into the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation every electron of poverty consciousness that is stamped with my electronic pattern. These records and memories surface effortlessly, and I am able to let them go without pain or fear. I revel in the buoyant joy of my newfound freedom. I continue breathing in deeply as I ascend further into the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. As I exhale, I project this sacred fire forth to flood the physical plane of Earth, and I affirm with deep feeling and a true inner knowing, I am a force of the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am a force of the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am a force of the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation, greater than anything less than prosperity. I now realize that I am able to heal and transmute through the power of this sacred gift, the mass consciousness of poverty as well. All records and memories of humanity's abuse of the substance of money now flows into the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. Under the direction of my I Am presence and in unity with the entire company of heaven, every electron of poverty consciousness that has ever been released by any part of life in any existence or dimension, both known and unknown, is surfacing to be transmuted by the flame of healing through the power of God's infinite transmutation. This transformation is taking place as each electron enters this sacred fire and is instantly transmuted, cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into the frequencies of prosperity and God's infinite abundance. I ask through the presence of God pulsating in my heart that this activity of light be maintained, eternally self-sustained, increased with every breath I take, the maximum that cosmic law will allow, until all life, belonging to or serving the earth at this time, is wholly ascended and free. And so it is. Beloved I Am, beloved I Am, beloved I Am. I now return my consciousness to the room and become aware of my physical body as I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Precious Heart, if you would like to contact me or explore more information from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth, please visit our website at www.eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace, eraofpeace.org. You may also sign up to receive our free monthly email newsletter that contains timely information from the beings of light. This is a critical time on this planet, and we're receiving more assistance from on high than ever before. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give humanity hope and encouragement and sacred wisdom during these extraordinary times. So please join with me again next week as we continue our opportunity to add to the light of the world together. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.